Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. The African Group congratulates the Chairperson, His Excellency Ambassador James Wawori of Republic of Kenya, on his election as the Chair Rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. Our group welcomes the convening of the 23rd session of the International Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the DDPA towards advancing the work for a draft declaration on respect, promotion, protection, and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent. The African Group welcomes the reorganization of the program of work during this session to accommodate our call for this working group to commence preparations for the high-level event to be held in 2026 to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, including public outreach for the commemoration, and to submit a comprehensive report and a roadmap for their implementation to the Human Rights Council at its 60th session and to the General Assembly at its 80th session. Mr. Chair, as we are set to commemorate the 76th anniversary of the Universal Declaration for Human Rights later this year, we will never miss the opportunity to reaffirm that the inherent dignity and the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family are to be respected. However, it remains of deep concern that the obstinacy of racism and racial discrimination continues to contribute to persistent social and economic inequalities in many parts of the world. Indeed, many people around the world, including Africans and people of African descent, migrants, refugees, indigenous peoples, and persons belonging to other racial, ethnic, and linguistic or religious minorities, continue to be confronted by racism, racial discrimination, hate speech, targeted violence, xenophobia, and other related intolerance. This, despite the adoption of the Fundamental Instrument for Human Rights almost 76 years ago, and over 23 years after the adoption of the DDPA. The decision by the General Assembly to declare the second decade for the people of African descent in December 2024 has underlined the importance of strengthening national, regional, and international cooperation in relation to the full enjoyment and realization of economic, social, and cultural rights, as well as the civil and political rights by people of African descent and their full and equal participation in all aspects of society. The second decade should throw into the spotlight our collective efforts and commitment to address the continued suffering caused to people of African descent by colonialism, slavery, the slave trade, and the transatlantic slave trade, whose effects impact all societies, irrespective of the size of the economies, as well as other social factors. As this intergovernmental working group negotiates the declaration on the people of the people, on people of African descent, we must never forget the need to reaffirm the acknowledgement in the DDPA of the moral obligation and subsequent call upon states to take appropriate and effective measures to halt and reverse the lasting consequences of racism and racial indiscrimination. This is echoed in the program of action that encourages a clear means to address the structural consequences of past injustices and provide a comprehensive list of actions that would demonstrate commitment to justice. Mr. Chairperson, in regard, the African Group remains committed to ensuring an integrated and comprehensive approach to advance concrete measures and efforts against racism and racial discrimination in all its contemporary forms against people of African descent. The African Group renews its commitment to the work of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, and wishes to encourage that we continue to advance the noble principle of human dignity and equality and to be guided by a victim-centered approach in all our aspects. Thank you very much. I hand over.